Yesterday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced a new, much lower ceiling on the number of refugees the U.S. will accept. Pompeo says the current system is overtaxed, with 800,000 pending asylum cases that need the administration's attention. Pompeo spoke to reporters from the State Department's treaty room yesterday.
Some will characterize the refugee ceiling as the sole barometer of America's commitment to vulnerable people around the world. This would be wrong.
The new number of refugees Pompeo announced will now be capped at no more than 30,000 in 2019. That's a cut from the 45,000 allowed in this year, and the lowest the cap to the refugee was created in 1980. Our next guest now is Aaron Rippenkroger, Executive Director of the International Rescue Committee, which aids refugees. Aaron, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So that is a steep cut. How has the news of this new refugee ceiling been received among your colleagues, and whether you've had a chance to talk with some of the refugees you serve?
Well, it continues the theme that we've been managing for the last couple of years now. So it's extremely disappointing, and we're certainly hearing it among our colleagues, both at our organization and throughout the refugee support community beyond. And yes, we have clients who are waiting on family members to be reunified with them here in the United States, and we're hearing from them as well.
The administration argued here that they need to focus on the backlog of asylum seekers and refugees. Are they processed through the same systems, asylum seekers and refugees, and does that backlog of applications affect the process of admitting refugees at all?
No, there are two very different systems and structures with resource streams and staffing and so on. So, no, it's a false case to pit one of those admission systems against the other, and it's extremely disappointing. And again, it is a theme that we've dealt with in the past in terms of information being shared about why fewer refugees should be allowed to come to the United States based on information that is not accurate and also just creates false, a false sense of understanding throughout the country.
Well, Aaron, I suppose we're sticking with that same theme as well with this question. Secretary Pompeo said the current system is, quote, defective, saying that foreign nationals with criminal backgrounds and even a member of ISIS have slipped through. Is there any evidence of that?
Well, we hear stories as well. But what I can say is that this is the safest process for someone to come in the United States that exists, has ever existed in the United States. And the current administration took dramatic steps this past year to strengthen even further what was already an extremely secure vetting process. And so in a sense, our understanding is that they've done what they wanted to do to make the system and the admission process even more robust, which we think was also not necessary. But and yet, even with that now new systems in place, the number still seems to keep going down. So it kind of again feels like it's sort of a multifaceted approach to just reduce the number of refugees coming to the United States, no matter what.
So, Aaron, I wonder how this decision, this reduction, might affect the work that you do. I mean, is there any sense that you will sort of reallocate resources, work with the refugees who are already here in new ways?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've definitely been doing that. We work with our doors have always been open to once a client, always a client, and so that remains the case. But and people should know, that our organization and many organizations work with vulnerable populations from across the community. So that includes victims of human trafficking, that includes survivors of torture, and that includes with refugees or similar vulnerable populations that have been in the country for years, and helping them with job upgrades, economic opportunities, further down the line integration support, and that we work with the community as a whole. Our organization works with our clients very, very deeply and in a long-term way, but we also work with the city of Phoenix and the county to provide support and investment to strengthen the community for a long term for everybody. So yeah, there's a lot of work still before us, and fortunately, the community support for our work has also been increasing as these attention and the negative impacts we're seeing has been increasing. So has the community support that we receive through volunteers or donations and things like that, which is very encouraging for our staff and our clients.
All right. That is Aaron Rippenkroger with the International Rescue Committee. Thank you for joining us, Aaron.
Thanks for having me on.